This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Okay, so Donald Trump's plan is taking shape. And you can begin to see the outlines of how he's going to do it. Because we got this problem. We got so many illegals hiding out in sanctuary cities, right? He's got to get them. And Democrats refusing to cooperate with ICE is a major problem. So what do you do? He's vowed to clean up Democrat cities, specifically sanctuary cities. Well, you're seeing the outlines of it in D.C. We sent in the National Guard, sent in the FBI, sent in all kinds of folks. And Tom Homan, Trump's deportation czar, immediately declared that D.C. is no longer a sanctuary city.
D.C. under federal control is not going to be a sanctuary city. We're working with the police hand in hand. When we encounter a criminal illegal alien, they're going to be turned over to ICE. And that's the way it should be. I mean, I'm not saying every illegal alien in D.C. is a criminal, but many are. So these are people we're going to focus on. Illegal alien criminal safety threat in D.C. is not going to be protected. There's no sanctuary for these people in the city of D.C.
I get it. So Trump's already talking about extending the 30 days because he's doing this for 30 days. He wants to extend it for another 30 more. He's going in there and clean that place up. Get the illegals out. Use the National Guard, take over the police, change what's going on in the jails so that now we're cooperating with ICE. So, I mean, right now you go in there, you got a repository in the jails, you start cleaning that place out and start deporting. And look, this is an extension of what you're seeing in Texas. This is a redistricting battle. This is to keep the Democrats in sanctuary cities all over the country from hiding and protecting these illegals. So that in censuses, they can steal congressional districts because they're counted for the purpose of allocating districts. So before you can do the census, which Trump is also, has said we're going to redo the census. Before you can do that, Lee, you got to clean it out. I mean, you got to fumigate that place. You got to clean it out. Got to get all the cartel members out. Got to get all those people out. Right. So you can see what's going on. They're going to go in there. They're going to walk through there. They're going to march through there under ICE, and they're going to pick them all up. And they're going to get them all out. All these future Democrat voters that have been imported to cancel us. So that's D.C., though, and we have unique abilities there.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's the brilliant part about this.
Yes.
Absolutely brilliant, because of D.C.'s special status and because the federal government and the chief executive, the president, has special powers, even if they are limited, over the D.C. area, you have an opportunity to do what he's talking about doing, cutting down crime, increasing police presence, and also getting rid of illegal immigrants. And when you show success there, where you can't be sued, He can't be sued because he has an accepted legal jurisdiction over that area. He can make progress, show that to the American people, and say, here's what we need to do in these other cities.
And don't forget, while he can't obviously federalize the police completely.
Right.
I'm going to get to that in a minute.
Even though Barack Obama tried to.
Right. He did. He took over police departments.
Yes, he did. Many.
And I'm going to talk about that in a sec, because there is still some legal precedent for doing that, thanks to, ironically, Barack Obama. Donald Trump can still send the National Guard into these cities, these Democrat sanctuary cities, right? He doesn't have to federalize the police department, right? So you send them in there for 30, 60, 90-day stints at a time. They round up the illegals. They do not comply with the sanctuary policies. Now you've got National Guard helping ICE as a force multiplier to pick up these illegals. They're handing them over to ICE. And guess what? You're cleaning out the illegals. Center for Immigration Studies believes there are 2.2 million illegals hiding in California alone. And so this is the problem. It's you're going to have them as the pressure mounts, and it is all fleeing behind Democrat, post-American, post-constitutional blue zones and hiding. And we're seeing the evidence of how many there are. I mean, we just saw in L.A. there was an article in their, you know, Business Public. There's a business magazine there. Entire blocks of L.A. businesses are shut down because the illegals just don't come to work. So we got to go in there and get that. So what he's going to do is send in the National Guard for 30, 60, 90 days at a time. They're going to force multiply ICE and drag these illegals out, send them down to Alligator, Alcatraz, or wherever, and off they go. And you can see the outlines of it. With the Pentagon now building the largest ever deportation facility, well, 5,000 beds.
They're also working on a 600-person National Guard quick reaction team.
Yep.
That's going on. Just looking at this article from The Hill talking about that. I'd heard about this yesterday. And so you're talking about a special rapid response team. In fact, there's one group that's going to be out west of the Mississippi and one group east of the Mississippi that would be available for that.
Yep.
Now, I see some pushback on that, maybe even from some Republicans, but it's still going on, or at least the threat of it is going on.
So I think he's going to make some headway with this. Chicago Alderman Raymond Lopez, who says he is sick and tired of cartels running his city, and he says, look, cartels run the criminal scene here. He wants them out. He's a Democrat, by the way, is saying Trump also has a stick and a carrot here nobody's talking about.
But as you know, my governor, my mayor are going to use their hatred for Donald Trump to say no, to say we don't want federal intrusion, but we do want federal money. And I think at the end of the day, that's what's going to give Donald Trump leverage over the city of Chicago, the county of Cook, and the state of Illinois, because 22% of our budget comes from the federal government. And I think he's going to be able to play that card to them and say, if you want the money, then we're coming with.
Sorry, I cut that off with the National Guard.
Yeah, just ask the some U.S. funded colleges about that stick and carrot approach. That works.
And what do you see? They're very liberal. And at first they scream bloody murder and said, we will not comply. Well, they're all complying because they want the money.
Well, exactly.
And so he is. This is how they're going to do it. This is what he's going to try. We have got to get them out because we've got to stop the redrawing of the census and Democrats literally stealing districts using the illegal immigrants. And you know what wrought all of this is all of those years going back to George W. Bush again, before Trump, where it was thought, well, we're not going to fight sanctuary cities, and then we're going to let the census redraw using these districts, and we're going to allocate districts according to illegals. And the number I used was the same number Stephen Miller used. If you just do the simple back of the envelope math. The 20 million illegal immigrants here, which we really know is 40 or 50, but let's go with 20. The 8 million Obama let in and the 12 million Biden let in. That is 26 congressional districts. That's our majority was stolen from us. That's how they're doing it. And so this is an illegal immigration fight as much as it is a redistricting fight to take back for the American people legitimate representation of them, not the illegals.
And that's assuming that Republicans would win those districts.
Oh, they would. No, I mean, you can see that in a popular vote.
Yeah, but that's it. I mean, there would have to be a vote. It's not like that they're, we're going to assign this as a Republican district. It's, it is likely that they would win that, but they would have to actually win the election.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And I'm sure some of them will be purple, but they're not going to be deep blue.
Right, right. And because Republicans never miss an opportunity to screw something up.
No, they never do. So, but this is Trump's plan. It's a good plan. And it's war. This is a civil war. And Donald Trump is amassing an army. It's a combo of National Guard. And by the way, did you see we're now up to, for the ICE Army, 75,000 positions, right? 100,000 applications have come out for that.
Yeah.
And did you see this? Tom Homan was saying he had to shut down his LinkedIn account because he is just so bombed with people trying to reach him on LinkedIn and sending their applications. And he said he couldn't believe the quality of some of these people. A lot of them, because there's no age limit, a lot of them are retired. Like, they're police chiefs. Mm-hmm. They're like, I mean, uber qualified people who are like, no, I just want to be an ICE line agent. Let me help.
Right.
That is so cool. You never see that. And that's the passion of the American people for, like, let me fight the real war. It's on our soil. Let me go get to pedophiles. Let me get to murderers. Let me get the other Democrat miscreant voters. Let me get them out.
See, to me, that just confirms why Donald Trump won the presidency.
Yes.
Because he campaigned on a central issue about shutting down the border, which the American people were lied to, were told that it could not be controlled. No, excuse me. They said it was sealed. The border was under control when it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was another one of the lies that Democrats in the media has kept repeating over and over again. And he proved that it didn't take an act of Congress. All it took was a new president. And to me, that this is showing that you have got a broad swath of the American people and the American electorate, that is why Donald Trump got elected.
Absolutely. And now people are wanting to step up to help. You know, I was having that conversation with my son the other day. He was talking about, joining the military. And I said, look, you know, the real fight, it's here. And I said, if you want to fight, I said, you know what? When you graduate, join ICE. You can join ICE. That's the fight. That's the one that matters. That's the army that matters right now. Like, the best one you can join to actually fight for your actual country, not end up in, like, I don't know, Ukraine or something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Folks, it's not just me. Somebody else admitted it. What I've been telling you, and he is a Democrat. He is a Chicago alderman and a Democrat. Interviewed on Newsmax. His name is Raymond Lopez. And folks, I've been saying this. Whoever Trump goes after, whatever Trump does, Democrats now mindlessly, like zombies, take the opposite side. And so as Trump has demonized and gone after violent gang members, including pedophiles and rapists, Democrats have fallen in love with them to the point they're showing up to get in between ICE and the people they're raiding. They are using these apps to report when they see ICE in the neighborhood, anything to protect the criminals, because that is what Trump is rounding up right now. He's rounding up the criminals. And Chicago Alderman Raymond Lopez admits, my party is falling in love with gang members, criminal, illegal immigrants.
You know, we should always be welcoming of the federal government's ability to help us maintain safe communities, safe cities, and a safe country. It blows my mind, as I was listening to the previous segment, that you have politicians in my own party who are enamored with the dangerous criminals in our streets.
Yeah.
What we don't need, in my opinion, is the National Guard. But what we do need is the FBI, the ATF, and many of the other members of the federal government who can go after those cartels, go after those drug dealers, go after those human traffickers that have been operating within the city of Chicago for the past 20 years. That should not be a partisan issue. That should be an easy lift and a welcome to the city of Chicago's neighborhoods.
Wow, is this loaded? I wanted you to hear it because it's what I tell you all the time. The Democrats treasure the cartel networks. The cartel networks bring them their future voters, the people they believe will be their future voters, and bring them their congressional districts because they're counted in the census. They also bring them their children, but 300,000 strong, where are they? Who knows? But that's another issue for another day. But that quote is loaded. He is admitting, you're not hearing from me. He's admitting, he's a Democrat in Chicago. Cartels control the streets here. Democrats want to protect them. These are their networks. Democrats want to protect them. Wow. He knows. He knows. This is bigger than just illegal immigrant voters. This is about the merger of the Democrat Party with the cartels that I've been telling you about for so long. Again, here's Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton talking about Joe Biden. This is a two and a half years ago, saying, look, they're building a network with these cartels. And he's talking about Joe Biden, the Democrats.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across the, they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
Here's Ken Paxton again. I got to remind you about this. Again, used to be the cartels didn't want to get caught by the Border Patrol, Department of Homeland Security. Now they have a deal working with them, he said.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before. And I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
They love and treasure these cartel networks. They love these gangsters. What is just, I pulled this up on Google for the heck of it. What is the definition of enamored? To be filled with a feeling of love for. Let's go back to Democrat Chicago Alderman Ray Lopez, describing the situation in his party.
It blows my mind that you have politicians in my own party who are enamored with the dangerous criminals in our streets.
And again, what dangerous criminals? Specifically, cartels.
You know, we should always be welcoming of the federal government's ability to help us maintain safe communities, safe cities, and a safe country. It blows my mind, as I was listening to the previous segment, that you have politicians in my own party who are enamored with the dangerous criminals in our streets. What we don't need, in my opinion, is the National Guard. But what we do need is the FBI, the ATF, and many of the other members of the federal government who can go after those cartels, go after those drug dealers, go after those human traffickers that have been operating within the city of Chicago for the past 20 years.
They know they're there. They're protecting the networks. That's a whole different thing. And I've been telling you about the merger. It is the fight, the central fight of our time. No other way around it. All right. A lot of you, like me, just reeling at the terribly tragic news that Americans are not drinking as much as they did. Wait, what? No, we don't want drunk Americans. Understand, but what? This is a little extreme. New Gallup poll found fewer Americans are drinking alcohol than at any time during the, get this, last 86 years. Only 54% say they drink. The previous low was 55% in 1958. Gallup has been tracking this since 1939. So this is significant. Gallup says Americans are telling them, well, it's for health reasons. I said, I don't believe that. Not with this other new stat we just had. 70% of Americans are overweight or obese. So yeah, can't say Americans care that much about their health. I just don't buy it. Now, something else is going on here. I asked you what? A lot of you weighing in on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. Texter writes, because young people are smoking weed. Maybe. Another texter writes, yeah, another one, Tara, people are smoking more pot. Another texter writes, Tara, if you follow a plan very similar to your PhD weight loss plan, you know that after a certain age, drinking alcohol will accelerate fatty liver disease. That is true. That's why I combine it. I just confine it to the weekend, and I have one glass of wine on Friday and one on Saturday. But boy, do I look forward to it. It's one of the joys of my life. Silly as that sounds. I do it with my husband. I don't drink alone, but we love doing that. Texter writes, Tara, I am doing my darndest to keep the drinking average up. Also, you do not need to chill the wine. That's a rookie move. Well, you do if it's sweet wine. That's what we drink. And you know what? I think this texter has nailed what's actually going on here. Americans are probably drinking less alcohol because they can't afford it. And they're just saying they want to be healthy. I think that's exactly it. Texter writes, also, as an added benefit, this is someone who's, you know, cut the alcohol drinking. I love all the money that we're saving. Yeah, I think that has more to do with it. Folks, it's not just me saying it. The battle lines of this war are being laid out by the Democrats. They clearly see Trump is coming for the illegals. They are hiding and protecting in their midst with the hopes of one day erasing American voters and replacing them with better voters. And in the meantime, just using the illegal immigrant bodies in the census to get districts. Because folks, when you have an incredible stat that we had last week, the 2 million people that have fled New York since 2015. You have people fleeing the disease of your leadership. You need the only people you can get to come, and that's those who are afraid of being rounded up by Trump. This is their way of stopping the hemorrhaging, because when the people leave, you lose the congressional seats too. And so the battleground, the battle lines are drawn on the other side of the Democrat socialists, who are really communists. We'll start with the Minneapolis mayoral candidate, Omar Fattah, who says his number one priority is not American citizens, not Americans, not even Americans who aren't criminals. No, no.
Day one, if you were elected, what would be some of your top 2-3 priorities for the city?
So that's a very good question. So the first I would say would be a hostile federal government with not only Donald Trump in office, but he has essentially a trifecta. Both chambers of Congress and the Supreme Court. And a lot of our neighbors, especially our undocumented residents, are very concerned.
That is his top priority, he says, just the undocumented. Go on over to New York, where they're hiding, it is estimated, 2 million illegal immigrant future replacement voters. And you've got Moron Mancami. And he said, what is his priority?
As we stand against the Trump administration's attacks on the very fabric of the place we call home, we also lay out what our vision will look like. It is not enough to fight against authoritarianism. What are you also fighting for? We are fighting to keep this city a sanctuary city.
Okay, so that is his top priority. What is it? How do you fight authoritarianism when you keep the illegals so that you can then implement your own authoritarian system over the American people? One-party system like China, which is the ultimate goal. So they're doubling and tripling down on sanctuary cities. You know what this is doing, folks? It's smoking them out. It's like smoking the roaches out of the woodwork. They're having to come out and speak it. My priority is illegal immigrants. We will defend sanctuary cities. We will keep our city sanctuaries for illegals. That is an 80-20 issue. And so just as the Democrats should be saying, okay, Trump got a lot of the illegals out, but, you know, this is going too far, he's pushing them further and further and further to the left. It is absolutely brilliant. And it's not just me. Folks, this is remarkable. This is PBS, which you'll remember Trump just defunded, hilariously. Talking about the difference between the first Trump administration and the second Trump administration. And this is a remarkable clip. It says it better than I could. And by the way, what happened in between is Trump took the red pill. Facing 700 years in prison on fake trumped up charges brought against you by the deep state that you let off the hook will do that to you. Because remember, he let them off the hook. He said, you know, I told y'all I was going to go after Hillary, but for the good of country, we're not going to do that. It'll tear the country apart. Deep state went, oh, cool. He's not fighting back. Let's put him in prison. And very shortly, they ended up on the front lawn of Mar-a-Lago and in Melania's underwear drawer. And Trump said, heck with this. We have a whole new Trump.
The difference between the first presidency and the second Trump presidency. The first Trump presidency kind of came and went. It was rather ephemeral in its effects on the country, despite what we all saw at the time. This one, he's making more radical changes to the country and to the White House that'll live well beyond his presidency.
Right. And I think part of it is because he now knows how government works. I think one of the things that really is the key difference between the first term and the second term is that he had a whole host of characters in the government that were trying to stymie his efforts to radically change the country. He's now surrounded by people that are fully supportive of his agenda and helping him do it.
Right. I mean, there's one final question to you, Tyler, as the author of a book about the race. It seems a very effective thing to do, to be president and then be off for 4 years and plan the next 4 years. Yeah, it turns out, in retrospect.
Yeah, he is way more effective at accomplishing his agenda with having that time out of office, because a lot of his aides, Russ Vogt, those sorts of officials, spent their time out of government planning for this term. And so what they've done is an onslaught of executive orders in the first 6 months that accomplished a lot of their goals very quickly because he knew what they wanted to do.
Right.
I could see what they needed to do. That's PBS, y'all. Okay, that's a bunch of liberals sitting there. Fast forward to another liberal, Chuck Todd, formerly of MSNBC. Now he's trying for a podcast gig. Comparing Trump to FDR, by the way, not his idea. It was Newsweek. Their editors used AI to look at the productivity of all the presidents, like, you know, going back 100 years, everything that they did, all the institutions, the changes, the effects they had on society. And Newsweek found the only other president to have as profound an impact, positive or negative, didn't matter, on society, including this quickly, was FDR. So I think that's where Chuck Todd gets this from. So even Newsweek's admitting this. Here's Chuck Todd.
How do you see him specifically as it relates to how impactful he has been historically?
Oh, I put him, look, I don't think we've had anybody have this much impact on the country since FDR. Mm. So I think when you look at it, you know, and that's what us, I mean, mm-hmm. for culturally in particular, certainly in how even our politics is conducted in that sense. I think the question is, does he have impact on policy for decades to come? But I think culturally in particular, and certainly on our political identity, I think he's had, not since FDR, we had this kind of a president with, look, he wants to involve himself in everything. FDR involved himself in almost everything.
Including the commander's name.
Including who the CEO of Intel should be. I mean, you know, these are things that you and I know the previous Republican Party how dare government tell business what to do?
Yeah.
And yet there's almost an acceptance. There's no outcry.
Yeah.
Right. So that's real change.
Yeah. Because it was Republican leaders, squishy leaders, that have kept Democrats in power all these years. And folks, again, the most powerful clip so far this month. Dean of the Democrat Party, built the Clinton machine, James Carville, admitting, what? It's all slipping away from them.
You're going to have to do something in 2028 because it's slipping away from us by about a minute.
Never forget, folks, 2012, Jerry Moonbeam Brown. Remember the very liberal governor of California? He's asked, what do you fear the most? And he had a very surprising answer. He said, I fear the fact that Republican leadership isn't fighting back against the Democrat Party at all. And he said in the interview, my fear is without any pushback at all, my party will get too radical. They will go way too far. And he was afraid they would hurt themselves. They would hurt what we call today the brand. He didn't refer to it as that, but he was very afraid of what the party had, and quite frankly, how crazy they would go. And we're living it. We're living it. Donald Trump was exactly what Moonbeam Brown hoped for. Are you looking for ways to save money? Here's one. Stop having friends. New poll of Gen Zers and millennials found having friends costs an extra $250 a month. That's money spent on things like brunches, dinners, bar nights, general hangouts. I can actually see this. Yeah, you've got a friend. They want to, you know, they've asked you like two times to go and do this or that, right? you don't want to keep turning them down. You won't have the friend much longer. And even though money's a little tight, yeah, okay, I better go. And then by the time you're done, you've had three drinks or two sandwiches or whatever you had. 44% of people have skipped a major event with friends, not because they didn't want to go, they did, but because of cost. And 1 in 4 say social spending makes it hard to save any money. The average for men is $296. The average for women at $208. So maybe get a strategy. Stay home. Drink cheap beer. I don't know. Still having a hard time believing drinking among Americans has now hit a low. Because remember, it hit a high during COVID. This is an 86-year low in the number of Americans who say they drink even sometimes. So I guess that's good. I'm not a part of that. I love drinking. I don't drink a lot, but it is my, part of my chill-out strategy on the weekend. I was talking about that earlier, and I was asking folks, is that really true? They're telling pollsters, they tell Gallup, the people they polled, that, well, you know, it's health reasons. I don't believe it. No, 70% of us are either fat or obese at this point. So health problems really not playing a big, you know, health concerns not playing a big part in people's lives. That doesn't make sense to me. It's just something else. Somebody texted me and said, nah, it's money. It's to save money. You're in the checkout line and you really wanted to get the, I don't know, White Claw wine or whatever you're drinking, but you know, you need something to put back and you're not putting a steak back. So there goes the alcohol. That I believe, but I don't know. Give up drinking, really? My husband and I basically have a one wine bottle clause for the weekend. So basically one wine bottle, that's like four glasses of wine. So one for me Friday night, one for me Saturday, one for him Friday, one for him Saturday. And I'm in charge of the drinking. And so like, you know, I have a tendency to forget to chill it. We drink a lot of sweet wine, so you want to drink it chilled. And if I forget to chill the wine, it's not very good that way. My husband will get really annoyed. So like I just put in the wine in the fridge for this weekend like I did it yesterday. So I wouldn't forget. It's very important because I'm in charge of the drinking. He'll say, what are we drinking this weekend? I don't know. It's my responsibility. Do you have stuff like that in your marriage, by the way? Your relationship, your significant other that is your responsibility, but you never decided on it? But it is. And then somehow if it doesn't get done, even though it never really was your responsibility, you get in trouble. And then you end up in an argument because you forgot to do it, even though it never really was assigned to you. What is that for you? We have those in my house. And I think we're like everybody else. I mean, I don't know. My husband, he mows the lawn. I don't mow the lawn. He won't let me touch his lawnmower. Mainly because I'd mess it up. Probably. I don't even know how to turn the thing on. But we never assigned him to mow the lawn. I don't want it to happen. It's just always been that way. Do you have stuff like that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.